Welcome to Powered by Podio. Automation is everything. Supercharge your business with Podio. Get ready for another episode of Supercharged with Jordan Samuel Fleming, your weekly dive into the awesome impact workflow and automation can have on your business when it's powered by Podio. Join us each week as we learn from the top Podio partners in the world, as we investigate system integrations and add-ons, and hear from real business owners who have implemented Podio into their business. Now, join your host, Jordan Samuel Fleming, CEO of Game Changers, for this week's episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Supercharged. I'm your host, Jordan Samuel Fleming, here to talk all about the power of workflow and automation when your business is powered by Podio. Today's guest is Louis from GC Realty and Development. Louis, welcome to the podcast. Why don't you introduce yourself to the audience?
Well, first, thanks, Jordan, very much for having me on here. Happy to speak. My name is Louis Heise. I'm the CTO of GC Realty and Development, LLC. We're a property management and full-service real estate company in Chicago, based in the Chicagoland area. We do everything from commercial and residential property management to brokerage of both commercial and residential, as well as we provide turnkey investment solutions for investors looking to buy rehab and cash flowing properties. So we do it all. And we started using Podio about 2 years ago. And really over the past year have we turned it into the beast that it is, which is the hub of our business. We do everything out of Podio now, and it's taken off. And we absolutely love it.
Well, that's I'm really excited to have you on the show today for two reasons. Number one, Podio is a staple for the real estate investment community. It has really become one of the tools that people are using, and so that's wonderful. And the second is, of course, and this is entirely selfish, but my company has recently launched a product based on Podio for property management companies. So I can't wait to hear how you use it. Listen to your experience on it, because I know some of the challenges that that industry faces and some of the challenges that the existing software, your AppFolios, PropertyWares, et cetera, have that Podio, I think, can really solve. So I think your insight into this will be fantastic. How did you first get, like, how did you find Podio?
Yeah, so it's a good question. And it's funny that you mentioned that it's, real estate investing is the industry that I think it's penetrated the farthest into. The reason being, we stumbled across it a little bit by luck, a little bit by good planning from our COO, Cliff McHugh. He started using it a couple of years back. He bought a pre-built system used specifically for wholesaling. So we had a small wholesaling operation going along with our investment side. And so he purchased the system. It was a pre-built system with a bunch of apps, and the guy he bought it from just downloaded it on his computer and all the flows and said, here you go. And Cliff used it for a while simply for wholesaling, understanding its power as he started to use it. But it wasn't until about 2 years ago that we really dove into what it could potentially do, and started building our entire operations for our property management around it. I want to say a little bit of luck that he found it for this wholesaling, and this was before it became the massive, program it is today. I think it was very specific, or not necessarily specific to wholesaling or real estate, but you heard a lot of people in that space starting to talk about Podio, and that's where we started hearing about it, and that's where Cliff stumbled upon it.
So what was the change then? Because I'm always curious, people have to learn the power of Podio. You described it perfectly there. What was the change for you guys which led you into understanding what Podio could do for you better?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think the change was when we first had this workspace specific for wholesaling, it's a pre-built system, right? So just like any program you're going to buy, it's pre-built, you use it how it's supposed to be used. Cliff started tweaking it as he saw fit, and started to realize how easy it is to tweak stuff within Global Flow, because it is such a, user-friendly drag and drop type coding system. And it was at that point where we started playing around with new workspaces for property management. Really, step one was just to get our procedures for our major processes into it. And so we used Podio as essentially an online checklist. That's where it began, and that's where it took off, because it just became more and more powerful of a checklist that all of a sudden can do virtually anything that you set your mind to.
So let me ask you about that. Just and this may be a little too geeky from a property management point of view, but I love what you just said there. I mean, because there's power. I always talk about the difference between passive management and active management. Mm-hmm. Passive management makes you go and find things. You know, and if you keep your checklist, your procedures on an Excel or a system like Process Street, you kind of have to actively search out what you need to do. Whereas Podio is what I class an active management system, where a process can be defined, you can trigger it, and then it can lay it out in front of you. So is that how you sort of were able to dive into it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the active part of it is game changing, frankly. When we realized that we could have a checklist that when certain steps were met, emails could be sent out, notifications could be sent out, and we realized that we could start getting rid of intra-office communication, which has its inherent human flaws of, you know, I start a process, forget to tell Becky in finance that I started it, and now we have a ball dropped. Podio doesn't allow you to do that. It's going to tell you what to do. And this is what when we tried to roll this out to our company, which was very, very successful in the actual rollout and implementation. But our big pitch to our staff was, look, you don't have to spend your day thinking about what you need to do today. Podio will tell you what you need to do today, and you just go ahead and do it.
I'm going to get you to write copy for our new Boost PM system. No, that's exactly how I describe it. I always say it is how many doors do you guys manage?
So about 800 total at the moment.
Okay, so that's a lot. So, and what I've found being kind of getting involved in the property management space over the last 2 years, and now with Boost PM, we're all in. Mm-hmm. But we've found that once you get to like between 200 and 400 doors, balls just start getting dropped. And mm-hmm. and I always say, you know, the mindset change that Podio can bring to you is the difference between when the property managers are sitting there going, oh, what did I have to do for this property? What did I have to do for this property? Versus what do I have to do this week? Because the system is laid it out. Mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly what you've just kind of illustrated. Is that how you feel?
That's exactly how we feel. Yeah. It creates an environment where people aren't afraid of missing things because everything is laid out in front of them. It creates an environment where managers aren't, middle management, upper management, are not constantly searching around, did stuff get done, because it is such a transparent system. They can go into any of the apps which represent any of our procedures and see exactly on a step-by-step, not just unit by unit, but step-by-step for procedures for a unit, exactly what's getting done and what isn't getting done. And it gives a peace of mind where everyone knows we're where we need to be, that balls aren't being dropped, and we can focus on doing either a better job on our procedures, better communication, or our managers can now spend more time innovating, creating efficiencies, etc. The old system, man, we used to have a Excel file tree. In Google Drive, we had a system of folders that was just unbelievable. The amount of times we were playing around with Excel file reports and is everything getting done and trusting our employees to fill in the reports, it was a nightmare. And like you said, once you hit about 200-400 doors, you can't keep track of it. You know, you would need a manager for every employee just to make sure that stuff's getting done. And this has reduced, you know, the time our managers spend on oversight by, you know, just such a vast amount of time that it's invaluable.
So that's phenomenal. That's great. Now, so you mentioned automation. There are two parts where I think Podio can just blast out for property management in particular is automation and workflow management. And you just talked very eloquently about workflow management. Talk to me a bit about how you guys have approached automation and the power of automation that Podio can bring to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think a really good example of how automation has helped us first would be what I mentioned before of reducing the inherent human error when it comes to notifying people of what needs to go on. So we've automated notifications and emails throughout all of our apps so that at any point during a process or a procedure, if someone needs to be notified, Podio will notify them when a certain step is reached. And so this keeps everything consistent. Everyone knows what they need to know when they need to know it. And the second good example would be the ability to push information around. I like to say that if the data exists in Podio, it can be used. And if it doesn't exist in Podio, it's very easy to get it in there. And so when we create items, for example, in a let's say the renewal app, it's a very, very basic procedure in any property management business. When a new item gets created by our system, it's all automated. And so first off, now we're renewal items are being created on time just based on the lease expiration date. That's all automated. But these items are getting filled in with all the information necessary, the address, the tenant's name, how much rent they're delinquent, what the current rent is, all this information. And we don't have to have someone manually putting in all those fields. Another great example would be with PDF creation. We have our leases within Podio now. And so when we need a new lease, whether it be a renewal, we're creating a new lease for an existing tenant or a vacant unit that we just signed someone on, our apps that are dedicated to information databases, whether that be a unit or a tenant app, it auto-fills pretty much the entire lease. And with the click of a couple buttons, we have a lease that is specific to that unit, that tenant, all the numbers, the rent, et cetera. And then we've integrated with Right Signature, so we send it directly out of Podio, it comes right back. And we used to spend, our leasing agents would easily spend 20 to 30 minutes per lease in DocuSign, filling in all the tenant's information, and that's all automated now.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that those, you know, it's amazing how much 5 minutes saved on an email and then 20 minutes saved on a lease can add up over the course of a week or a month, and how much, you know, productivity you can gain back, which I think is phenomenal. So in terms of, like, if you were to think about you guys are clearly, you've developed a very mature Podio system. You've learned how to build it into your organization, and you know, the things you're talking about, make total sense for me as someone who understands that market. What would you say are the biggest impacts in terms of, like, if you were looking at management level, and then PM level, and then maybe administrative level, where would you say across those three levels, the biggest impacts the systems have had are?
That's a hard question. I'm not sure.
Do you track KPIs, for instance? How do you manage KPIs?
Yeah, so I'll start with that then. On the management level, the transparency of the health of our operation has been a huge, huge, huge impact. So we have integrated Podio with a software called Clipfolio. For anyone not familiar, it's a data visualization software, online-based, and it's really based around an open API. So it's not specific to Podio. It's not like a Citrix product or anything, but very easily integrates with Podio and allows you to update KPIs on a nearly in real time. It's a 30-second interval as it's updating. So we've built dashboards for every level of our operation, from our leadership KPIs, our operations PM specific KPIs, our maintenance KPIs, brokerage KPIs, investment. They all have their own dashboards. And we display these throughout our offices. So our maintenance office has a big monitor hanging on the wall with their KPIs that are updating the ones that need to be nearly in real time. And like I said before, if the data is in Podio, you can use it. And so if one of our leadership decides, hey, we need to start tracking how long it takes for this step to happen, it's so easy to drop in a couple date fields, set up the triggers, set up a calculation to calculate the time between the two, and bam, you got a new KPI directly into our Clipfolio, our dashboards. And not only KPIs, but we've set up dashboards that are built around SLAs, standard listing agreements, which is essentially what those are the time that we've decided it should take for certain tasks. So, for example, in the renewal, very simple procedure or a basic property management, we've chosen, say, 5 steps within this process that we think are major milestones, okay? And then we've put around each step how long it should take. Now, we've set up a dashboard specific to all our major processes, which then count the amount of items within that app which fall outside of our SLAs. And we've color-coded all these numbers, so if it's within our range of what we deem to be acceptable, the number will be green. If it goes outside of that, it might turn yellow and then finally turn red. And this is displayed on a second-by-second basis. And so our staff can now make data-driven decisions, right? They see a number pop up red that we've got 9 leases waiting to be signed. They know to allocate resources, immediately or that week or that day to get that number back down to green. So for the staff, they're able to see the whole health of the operation. It's very easy, not only as a staff member, but as an admin, to get lost in your own little world and forget how it affects the whole company. With these KPIs and these dashboards displayed throughout our offices, everyone can see what they need to see and how it affects the company and make decisions based on that. So our staff find it invaluable on where to allocate resources beyond just their regular schedule. And then from a management perspective, if you wanted to look at one of the apps and go through every single item to see where all the items are, what has been done, what hasn't, of course you can do that. But with a dashboard, now you can see, with a quick glance, you can see that things are going well, specific things are not going well. And that's been absolutely invaluable. So from a management and transparency perspective, that's probably been the biggest impact is the dashboards.
Absolutely. I mean, I think dashboards to allow everybody to clearly see where they are and where some of the top hits are can be such a boost to performance and focus. And then from a management point of view, being able to see that transparency and data and make decisions are critical. Has there been, when you think back to migrating your company into being a power user of Podio, someone that really, clearly uses Podio throughout their organization, has there been any challenges in getting, staff working in Podio?
Oh, of course. I mean, with any system that you're rolling out that's as instrumental to the operations, there's going to be challenges. We're really lucky here. We've got a great staff that not only are open to change such as this, but they've really embraced it. I'm the internal Podio developer, and I can't tell you how many emails I get daily about staff members saying, hey, you know what? It might save me 5 minutes a week if you can change this one little thing. And of course, I'm going to do it. And so they absolutely love it. Like we said before, they love the fact that they know what they need to do each day. And so that it's been, I want to say as easy as it can be, but of course there are challenges. One hurdle you have to overcome when building a custom system is obviously there is zero documentation. There's documentation for Podio, Globalflow, Procfo, you name it, on how to use those. But when we set up our specific system, it's our system. There is no documentation. So we've had challenges on how to create documentation in a system that is inherently always going to be changing. And when I say that, what I mean is not changing, but improving, right? So we build our, say, renewal app, and we find out a month later that, there's probably a slightly better way to do that. Well, all those videos that we made on how to use the app now change. And so that's been a bit of a struggle. We've gotten to the point where we don't make how-to videos anymore of, recording your screen. What we do is we type out the manual with screenshots. That way, when things do change, we add a field, take away a field, we can quickly change it. The documentation is huge. Anyone who wants to bring Podio into their operation really needs to take that seriously. And once they get to a point where they think that their apps are somewhat static, of course there's always going to be improvements, but somewhat static, you got to spend time building out a knowledge base on how to use these so that when you do hire new staff and bring new people on, it's very plug and play. So that's probably been the biggest challenge. It's such a self-explanatory system from the user's perspective. I mean, there's only a couple types of fields. You've got your categories, your text, et cetera, that our staff didn't have any trouble actually interacting with it. The biggest issue was documentation and getting that out there, I would say.
Sure. And as you said, I mean, anytime you change systems, there's going to be challenges and there's going to be a period of adjustment. But I think one of the powerful things about Podio, and you clearly, I would assume that this is true for you guys as you've built a bigger and bigger system, is because Podio always looks the same way and acts the same way, the learning curve, once you're in Podio and know, is actually drops to zero. You could drop in a whole number. I mean, you could have started with your wholesaling system and then, and added in a whole bit on property management or buy and flip or whatever. And intuitively, people at least understand how to navigate around Podio and how to deal with apps. That's big, right?
Exactly right. It's big. And a perfect example, I just finished an app yesterday that's around applicant tracking for leasing. So we now do all of our applicants for tenants in-house. We do all the screening in-house. We've got a whole matrix system based on their application. So I just finished that app, and I sat down with my leasing agents yesterday, and in about, maybe 10 minutes, probably 8 minutes, I showed them, here's the buttons you click, here's what happens when you click this, any questions? Yeah, what happens when you click this? This is what happens. Any more questions? Nope. And it's out, and it's working, and everyone's using it. Once people understand how, yeah, exactly, the organization, how relationship fields work, how you click a button, and if it's not right, unclick it and re-click it, and and then it's going to fix itself. The learning curve really does drop to zero, which makes it so easy to roll out new features and have general buy-in from the staff.
Absolutely. And so what sort of communication, how do you integrate your communication? Because obviously when you're talking about property management, you're talking about tenant communication, vendor communication, owner communication, we talk about wholesaling, you're talking about leads and marketing tracking and tracking, So how do you integrate communication into your systems right now?
Emails,
all that.
A great question. So we are actually in the process of integrating Globe Email. Anything that Andreas touches is gold, and I absolutely love Proc Fu. I love Lovey Flow. Globe Email, we're in the middle of putting it together. We're going to, what we want to get to a point of is exactly what you guys do at your company, which is that's the only emailing system the entire company uses. No more Gmail, none of that. We currently have been using Help Scout. It's an emailing system that essentially allows visibility from everybody. It's a big open inbox or sets of inboxes that everyone can see and can track, response rates, time it takes to respond, et cetera. And so we're going to put Globe Email into our system. We're going to create a central emailing hub. And that's going to be our emailing communication. We have integrated CallFire, which is another brilliant mass texting and calling program, very, very easy to integrate into Podio with the use of Zapier. And so we use that for our collections. So we can, you can pull up our whole collections app, filter out with a view exactly the tenants that match the criteria of a certain text or call. And with Super Podio Super Menu, a beautiful little Google Chrome plugin, you can click, send text number one to 400 tenants at once. It takes 2 seconds. Everyone gets the call, the email. And so that's been huge. That we were able to reduce our collections by, we had the entire staff doing collections calls twice a week. We integrate this and click of a couple buttons. That's all taken care of. And so that's been our main move towards communication. We do want to also put in texting to tenants, not just CallFire, which is pre-written or pre-automated mass calls or texts, but also, we're going to build out a workspace that's dedicated to texting, very similar to how you'd have a workspace dedicated to emailing, just like an emailing hub. This would be dedicated to texting, and then it would tie back to individual tenants, owners, vendors, et cetera. And then the third form of communication that is our next step. This is on the horizon for this quarter. Is we currently use for our maintenance a program called Property Meld. So it's a really beautiful looking interface.
It's lovely, actually. They've done a really nice
job.
Very
lovely. Love the interface. Love how vendors and tenants and us can communicate about a work order, and they can only see the texts. Besides that, there's not much else I can say that I like about it. No API, very hard to export stuff to Excel. And so we're going to rebuild Property Meld as a workspace within our maintenance organization. And we're going to use a handful of ProcFoo scripts to allow vendors, tenants, and us to communicate on certain work orders without them seeing a lot of the other information. And so everyone will be able to communicate just like Property Meld, but that's going to be within Podio. But it really just goes to show that, again, you dream it. I'm sure Andreas came up with a solution for it, and you can go ahead and roll that out in terms of communication.
Absolutely. We've replaced Property Meld in Podio for a number of clients now. And I would agree with you. It's a very, very lovely bit of software they've created, but it does not help you in terms of your workflow managing into other systems. And actually Podio, can do everything needed. Insofar we even provide tenant portals, just directly sucked through from Podio, where they can log in, and we know exactly what unit they're in. We know everything. So if they can supply, they can put their maintenance ticket in there. They can filter through all their old ones and everything, and all via a portal which displays everything that we need them to see and not everything that we don't need them to see. So that's fantastic. Just finally, I mean, this has been fantastic. I really enjoyed listening to this. What advice, if for people who are thinking about Podio or are trying to decide if Podio is right for them, I mean, having done it, having lived it, having grown it, and having seen the impact, what advice would you have for people thinking about Podio?
Yeah. So my first bit of advice would be that if you have the resources, and I'm going to say this is not an expensive subscription by any means. Podio, GlobalFlow, ProcFoo, if you're going to use them, it's not very expensive. So that's, if you do have the resources, get it. You just have to do it. It's going to blow any other system you have out of the water. If you're just working out of something like AppFolio or PropertyWare, it can't even compete with the level of automation and workflow management. So I would say get it. My next piece of advice is once you get it, consult with someone who's done it before, such as yourself. If you know a property management company like us that's done it, consult with someone like us. And the reason being is we have spent about 2 years worth of trial and error.
We've made all the mistakes,
and not just in learning the coding, PHP, JavaScript, etc., but best practices, how to the architecture of Podio, how to set up workflows and connections of apps. That's the most efficient. We've got about 90 apps over about 12 workspaces within our organization now. And I can say we've probably rebuilt 75% of them from scratch. And so if you love coding and you love to spend all your weekends doing that, by all means, do it yourself. But I would say absolutely get advice. You really don't need a coding background to build a nice system. If you want to get into ProcFoo, yes, you got to know some PHP. You have to know the basic organization of coding and how a computer reads a script and acts upon it. But it's very easy once it's set up to make changes yourself, to make tweaks yourself. So I would say consult with someone would be number two. And then third would be take advantage of how many resources there are out there. There are forums, the GlobalFlow workspace, for example, is incredible. I mean, you go on there and you ask a question, there's going to be guys like Andreas himself is on there answering questions daily. Just so many selfless people who are just spilling their knowledge. Really, really, really brilliant people. And I guarantee you have a question. It's either already been asked, or if you ask it, one of these super users is going to is going to get an answer for you ASAP. So don't be afraid of the fact that there is some coding involved, the fact that you are building a custom software. Don't be afraid. The resources are out there. There are people like yourself who are going to who can absolutely help and get it off the ground.
Well, it's funny that's why we built Boost PM, the system, which has just launched, is entirely down to having worked with so many property management companies and realizing the massive deficiencies of AppFolio and PropertyWare, et cetera, in terms of workflow management and automation. And so now we've got an off-the-shelf Podio system for property management, which we customize for each company. So the core basics, as you can, I'm sure, understand, the core architecture is there because everybody, it's properties, units, fucking, you know, tickets and like all these things. There's no secret. Yes. And so we've got a core bit that we then customize for everybody. And that I'm hoping it provides people with an entry into it that can give them a very advanced system without hurting them. And maybe as we have more property management podcasts on this, we can get you back in because I think you've got an experience as a guy who lives and breathes in that industry and has done it, which is very different than someone like me who is actually just we're a Podio partner that does it. You're actually a property management company, so your experience I think is invaluable. And it's going to be fascinating. I know people are going to be fascinated to listen to how you've approached it, what you've achieved with it, and the impact it's made on you. So I really thank you so much. For coming on. I'm fascinated. I can't wait till our next conversation. I'll post up links to your website on this podcast description. And for everybody, please go visit. Please take his advice. Look in Globiflow forums. And I'm sure you'll be able to see him on Podio. Louis, thanks so much. I appreciate your time and have a great week.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Jordan. Thanks again.
You've been listening to Supercharged with Jordan Samuel Fleming. Subscribe today on iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify for your weekly dive into how you can supercharge your business by making it powered by Podio. Be sure to check out our website, wearegamechangers.com, where you can learn more and arrange a 30-minute call with Jordan to help you understand how Podio supercharges you.